Matt Bevan is here. What's making news around the world this morning, Matt?
Hey, Mish, I want to start a little unconventionally today by reading from a document endorsed by the UN General Assembly in 1985 called Basic Principles on the Independence of the Judiciary. It's riveting reading. And now, number 12 on its list of 20 principles is: judges, whether appointed or elected, shall have guaranteed tenure until a mandatory retirement age or the expiry of their term in office where such exists. Essentially, this means in order to maintain judicial independence in a democracy, you need to make sure that judges have job security, that they can't be fired for political reasons. This principle has been under threat in Poland for the last couple of years, where the far-right Law and Justice Party has been attempting to exert influence over the courts, particularly the constitutional courts, by firing judges they don't like. The Law and Justice Party came to power in 2015. After 5 years of political reconstruction following the death of many of the nation's top political figures, including the president, in a plane crash in 2010. The Law and Justice Party have not just been cracking down on the judiciary, they've also been making changes to the media and pushing through conservative social reforms. About 18 months ago, during a visit to Poland, US President Barack Obama criticized Poland's approach to their courts.
I expressed to President Duda our concerns over certain actions and the impasse around the Poland's Constitutional Tribunal. As your friend and ally, we've urged all parties to work together to sustain Poland's democratic institutions. That's what makes us democracies.
During his visit earlier this year, President Trump took a different tone.
The President and I concluded a productive meeting in which we reaffirmed our enduring bonds of friendship and have united our citizens for a long time, but we've never been closer to Poland, I think, than we are right now.
Earlier this year, the European Commissioner for the Rule of Law, Frans Timmermans, outlined what the Commission saw as the problem here in Poland.
The Constitutional Tribunal is no longer composed in accordance with the Polish Constitution. Some judges lawfully elected are not appointed. Some judges appointed are not lawfully elected.
Additionally, the European Commission expressed their concern about four pieces of legislation the Law and Justice Party were trying to pass.
Each individual law, if adopted, would seriously erode the independence of the Polish judiciary. Collectively, they would abolish any remaining judicial independence and put the judiciary under full political control of the government.
In February this year, the Deputy Prime Minister of Poland, Mateusz Morawiecki, sat down with Deutsche Welle's Tim Sebastian for an interview.
You're saying something's more important than the law?
Of course. Of course, right. The law is not most
dangerous,
important.
Dangerous.
Life of people, security.
We're normally told that nobody is above the law and nothing above the law. You're putting in abstracts.
In Nazi Germany, the law was very much observed.
You're not in Nazi Germany. You're in democratic Poland.
I'm giving everything was under the umbrella of law than in the 30s and in the 40s.
Last week, that speaker, Mateusz Morawiecki, stopped being the Deputy Prime Minister and became the Prime Minister of Poland. Since that interview, Poland has been rewriting their proposed legislative changes, and last week a version of the legislation passed the Senate. Today, multiple media outlets are reporting that the EU plans to take the unprecedented step of formally initiating a process that could strip Warsaw of its EU voting rights. EU officials have told Politico that they're trying to convince President Duda to veto that legislation by threatening them in this way. This is leading to increased tension between Poland and the EU, which are already generally tense already because the Law and Justice Party are generally pretty anti-EU and more pro-Russia than most administrations in Europe. David Coburn, an anti-EU member of the European Parliament from Britain's UKIP party, told the Parliament this week that Poland shouldn't let the EU dictate to them.
Surely Polish values are those of its democratically elected parliament and government, not those of other European nations. And I speak as a homosexual. I don't agree with many of the things the Polish government are doing, but surely it is the right of the Polish people to make their own decisions. And if Poland is being dictated to by the EU, perhaps you should consider joining Britain in Brexit.
Many economists say that Poland is so dependent on the EU that it couldn't cope with a Brexit-style departure from the EU. But the UK Prime Minister Theresa May is currently working very hard to build closer ties to Poland.
Not surprising.
No.
I think that was one of the first places she visited after she became Prime Minister.
Yes, it was.
Thank you very much, Matt. Fascinating.
Thanks, Hamish.